Hello?
Hello?
Good morning, ma'am. My name is Carlos. I may speak with Carrie, please.
Where are you calling from, or who are you calling from?
I'm calling you from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. Are you registered to vote in Virginia, ma'am?
I am.
And jumping to my next question here, and I appreciate your time. Do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's job performance as president?
Disapprove.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Youngkin's job performance as governor?
Approve.
Approve, thank you. Would you say that things in the country are on the right track or on the wrong track in general?
Wrong track.
And would you say that things in Virginia are on the right track or on the wrong track?
The right track.
The right track. Politically, ma'am, do you feel Virginia is primarily a southern state or not?
I don't know what that means.
Thank you. And how would you rate Virginia's public school system? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thinking only about your local public school system, how would you rate it? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair, thank you. Now, would you say things in local K-12 education are generally on the right track or the wrong track?
The wrong track.
The wrong track, thank you. Virginia is considering legislation creating education success accounts, giving to parents a portion of state funding used to educate a public school child for use on education costs, such as tuition, testing, fees, and books. If that child is not in their public school, how much have you seen or read about this bill? A great deal, a moderate amount, only a little, nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all, thank you. Supporters say it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's education, while opponents say it will take away state money that should be spent on public schools. Would you support or oppose this legislation?
I'd support it.
Support it. Given what you know now, ma'am, would you be more or less likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success accounts? Is that much more likely to vote for that legislator? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat likely.
Now, do you feel that all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend a public school they are not zoned for?
Do you
feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to the best public schools, regardless of race, gender, or income?
Always, yes.
I'm sorry, is that should or should not?
They should.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public school courses they choose to attend?
They should.
Thank you. In 2020, ma'am, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption of marijuana, but failed to create a regulated market for the sale of it. Since this time, Virginia has seen a proliferation of the marijuana black market, drug crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this, would you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal regulated market for the sale of marijuana? All products are, all retailers are licensed, and tax dollars are used to invest in public education, law enforcement. Would you support it or oppose?
Support.
In Virginia, I'm sorry, if Virginia does create a legal market to regulate, test, and tax the sale of marijuana, do you believe licensure priority or other preferences should or should not be given to Virginia hemp farmers? Should or should not?
Should.
Do you support or oppose allowing biological males who self-identify as female to compete on girls' high school athletic teams in Virginia?
Oppose.
Do you support or oppose requiring schools to notify parents if their child is self-identifying as a gender different than his or her biological sex. Would you support that or oppose?
Support.
Now, do you support or oppose amending the state constitution to add language making clear that parents have the fundamental rights to make decisions that direct the health, education, and the upbringing of their children? Would you support it or oppose?
I'd support it.
Support it. Thank you. Now, do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor child's preferred sexual orientation or gender identity? Do you support it or oppose?
Can you read that again?
Yes. Do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor child's preferred sexual orientation or gender identity?
Well, I don't know that that's not a child abuse. I would oppose. That's a child abuse.
Oppose.
Question. Yeah, oppose.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Now, I'd like to ask you some questions about mental health care in Virginia. I would like to start by asking your opinion about the availability of mental health care or substance abuse treatment services in your community. Do you think that, number one, access to care in my community is good? Number two, there is moderate access to care in my community? Or number three, access to care in my community is inadequate?
Number three, inadequate.
Inadequate. Thank you. Right now, the Virginia General Assembly is considering plans to strengthen the state's behavioral health care system. In your view, should that work be a high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or is not a priority, in your view?
High priority.
Thank you. One idea that's been offered is that is a state budget proposal to invest $230 million in new funding to expand and improve access to behavioral health healthcare and substance abuse treatment across Virginia. Do you support or oppose this concept?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat supported?
Strongly.
We're headed towards the end of the survey. I appreciate your time and your patience with me, and I appreciate your opinions. They're 100% important. Now, I'd like to hear your opinion about some specific aspects of this plan. The plan includes $20 million to fund more than 30 new mobile crisis teams to respond to calls to Virginia 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline to provide urgent help to people in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
No opinion.
Thank you. It includes $9 million to support mental health patients' transportation to relieve the burden on police officers who often have to help transport patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More.
More, thank you. Now, the plan has $15 million to expand mental health services for school-age students in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More.
It includes $58 million to increase a fund at the number of crisis receiving centers and crisis stabilization units across Virginia. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
I don't really know what those are, so no opinion.
Thank you. The plan includes $15 million in funding to combat the opioid crisis and support programming to reduce fentanyl poisoning among young people. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
It also includes funding to strengthen the behavioral health workforce, expand telehealth services to serve more patients, and provide same-day services to patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More.
Having heard more details of the plan to invest $130 million of new funding into mental health and substance use service in Virginia, please tell me whether you would now support or oppose it.
Support.
Strongly or somewhat supported?
Somewhat supported.
Somewhat supported, thank you. Now, Virginia's public employees have the First Amendment right to choose whether or not to join and pay a union. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to inform employees of that right?
Should not.
Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to get permission from an employee before providing that employee's personal information to union organizers? They should or should not.
Now, can you read that again?
Yes, thank you. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to get permission from an employee before providing that employee's personal information to union organizers?
They should get that, their permission.
They should that. Thank you. Now, unions have been able to negotiate contracts for public employees with less than one-fifth of the workers voting for the union. Before a union is given the ability to represent all public employees, do you think it should or should not have the to gain a minimum percentage of support in an election?
They would have to gain, I think, majority support.
So they should or should not? I'm sorry, which of those two can I select for you?
Should not.
Should not, thank you. Once a union is formed, it can be in place for generations. Do you feel public employees should or should not have the right to have a periodic vote to keep the union at their workplace, remove it, or select a new union? Should or should not?
They should.
Thank you. In 2021, a law was passed linking Virginia auto emissions standards to those decided by the California Air Resources Board. By 2026, 35% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. By 2035, 100% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. Do you support or oppose repealing this law?
Support.
Support it. Federal tax brackets and education are indexed for inflation so that taxpayers aren't penalized as inflation moves their incomes higher. Virginia does not do this. Do you feel Virginia should or should not index state tax brackets and deduction for inflation?
Should not.
Should not. Thank you. Now, we are at the end of the survey now. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, independent, or other?
Democrat.
Thank you. And is your age between 18 and 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
35 to 49.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, African American or Black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
Caucasian.
Caucasian, thank you. Now, do you have a child that is currently enrolled in public or private K through 12 school?
I have two, yes.
Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself female, male, or other?
Female.
This concludes our survey. I thank you very much for your participation, ma'am, and you have a wonderful rest of the day.